right, advertiser time. So, first off, our OG sponsor, Sinister Jerky. Use code KINGDOM, that's KINGDOM, at checkout at www.sinisterjerky.com. Grab yourself a nice little discount. And also, this podcast is powered by Balls Garara. Grab life by the balls. And with that said, let's go on to the podcast. All right, welcome to Castle Comms. I'm fucking very tired. Holiday season as a parent. You know how it goes. Being Santa Claus kind of sucks. For those of you who still believe in Santa Claus, who listens to this, sorry and shit. Today on the show, we have Feeling Sounds. Feeling Sounds, how are you doing today?
I'm really good, man. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm happy that you are not under-caffeinated and barely alive like me. I'm fucking shotgunning Balls Garara. This episode is brought to you by Balls Garara. Shameless plug. So, Feeling Sounds, how was your Canadian Christmas?
Dude, it was really good. We've got a lot of snow right now, though. Like, it's... I don't know what it is. I think it was negative 14 the other day.
So, your relationship with snow, do you have a loving relationship with snow? Do you get enraged by the sight of snow? Like, where are you on the snow fence? Because I know people who fucking can't stand the stuff. I know people who love the stuff. And I know some people who refer to cocaine as snow and they have a problem.
I don't mind the snow. I just hate when I have to deal with it, like, you know, in the driveway. I don't drive myself, but... You know, I live with my grandfather, so I want to help him out sometimes, and I hate dealing with it in the driveway, but I like seeing it, if that makes sense.
Oh, no, totally. It's one of those things where you don't want, you know, an elderly person out there with a shovel. I mean, fuck. I mean, I got up too fast the other day and hurt myself. I can only imagine being 60-plus with a fucking shovel and salt. That sounds miserable.
Like, I mean, I also prefer the cold, so it's like, because you can put more on, right? You can't take your own skin off.
I agree with that 100%. I would rather be freezing to death than melting to death, because, yeah, I mean, it's a lot easier to take a layer off than to deglove yourself.
100%.
So, when you were growing up with Christmas, were you a big fan of those claymation movies like I'm Mr. Heat Miser, you know, that kind of shit? Or did you not grow up with those?
They kind of scared me. Those kind of scared me.
Those are terrifying. Like, yeah, they are terrifying. Yeah, yeah. Or were you more of a Muppets Christmas guy with the fucking, like, we're Marley and we're in hell?
Dude, I watched a lot of those, like, I don't know if it was the like what you talked about originally, but, like, it was the Frosty the Snowman, the Rudolph, like, all, like, the stop-motion kind of
thing. Yeah, those stop-motion clay guys who did those, you know, the Rudolph Christmas where I want to be a dentist, and then, you know, the deer without a Santa Claus. They had, like, a corner of the market, because they did other holidays too, like they did Easter and all that other stuff, and they have quite a few movies, and you can tell it's the same people because they all look like the same characters pretty much, only reskin,
same voice actors too.
Right. I don't know if it was a Disney subsidiary or what they were, but I remember that's like just a staple of my childhood, is seeing those creepy fucking, like, you know, stop motion dudes running around.
The Abominable Snowman always got me, man. Like, he's so weird looking.
Yeah, he's got some issues. I you know, going to Disneyland and going on the Matterhorn, they have a Yeti there too. I fucking hated that Yeti because of those cartoons. I was like, what, is fucking Yukon Joe going to show up and shoot this guy, like, in the cartoons? Like, what are we doing here? It's definitely weird when you're a kid and it's just like, wait, why is there an island of misfit toys? I thought everybody fit in. What do you mean there's a Chihuahua? No! Some weird concepts being introduced in those cartoons as children that you don't really see until you grow up. Like, when you look back at the Muppets Christmas and you listen to, like, the actual Marley and Marley, you know, lyrics, it's like, wow, this song's actually fucked up. They're talking about how Scrooge is doomed to go to hell because he's an asshole.
The thing is like, everyone watches it and they don't realize, like you said, until we're older. There's, like, a lot of subliminal messages.
Just like Starship Troopers when we were young. Everyone loved that movie because it had, you know, like, tits and bugs and guns and it's awesome. And then you're like, oh, it's about being a Nazi. He's like, wait, what? What do you mean white people don't live in Buenos Aires? Yeah, it's a little funny. It's like, oh, I hate that I loved that movie growing up. Now I feel terrible. That's okay, because the fucking sequels are terrible and went straight to Netflix. Rico's Roughnecks sucked.
I don't even think I've watched that.
Oh, you know what you missed?
I guess it's better that way, right?
You missed disappointment.
All right, we take those.
We take those L's here on the Castle Comms. So, feeling sounds other than snow, other than creepy animation stop art, do you have any traditions in your family? Do you have anything that you personally like to do on, you know, the holiday season? Whether it be something as easy as going down to fucking Hortons and getting Timbits, or fucking, you know, laying traps for Santa Claus. Like, what is your, if you have any, what is your holiday tradition?
Honestly, we haven't been able to do it in a while because, like, COVID happened and now everyone's kind of scared to do an event. It's kind of obnoxious, but we used to go to my aunt's house, like, Christmas Eve every year, and we do, like, a giant, like, potluck. Basically, like, everyone brings, like, their favorite, like, finger food kind of thing. And everyone
That sounds awesome. That sounds really cool.
So, like, it was a really sweet gig, and then we'd put on, like, either a movie or, like, a hockey, like, literally hockey. But that really hasn't happened in a while. And then on Boxing Day, like, today, like, I honestly don't know what it is, but I used to have a bunch of family, like, come over, and we'd watch the World Juniors hockey.
Oh, that was kind
of
like
a tradition that we would do because it would start on Boxing Day as usually like the one of the more like opening games.
But
now I don't even know when that is. Like, I haven't paid attention to that in a couple years now.
It's changed so much. So yeah. Who is your favorite NHL team and what is your favorite World Junior team?
Okay, well, World Junior team is going to be Canada, you know.
I figured.
Yeah.
But every now and again, you get an outlier who's like Canadian who's like, I like the Finnish. You're like, what the fuck?
And I wouldn't blame them, all right? The Finns are pretty good. But so I like Canada, you know, Canada represent. And then I'm actually a New York Rangers fan when it comes to, like, NHL.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a big fan of, like, Lundqvist and then Rick Nash and all that stuff. But I wanted, like, one of my things that I wanted to do was, like, go see a New York Ranger game in, like, Madison Square Garden while Lundqvist was there. But now he's retired, so that's, like, that ship has sailed.
Yeah, that's the shitty thing is when you have a sports, like, you know, hero or somebody you love to watch, and then when they go to a team that you fucking hate, like, that's definitely, or that, you know, they retire.
Yeah, I used to be a big fan of Calgary, and then they got rid of Dion Phaneuf and Iginla, and I was like, well, what is there, and then Mika Kiprusoff stopped playing, so I was like, what is there even to like now?
Right.
I left.
Especially when on the other side of the Battle of Alberta, you got fucking McJesus and company and Draisaitl, yeah. And you're like, way to go, guys. Way to make us weaker against the toughest dude in the league. Awesome. Love it. I'm a Sharks fan, so I'm just in a perpetual downward spiral of depression, shame, and, you know, that old chestnut.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm there. Rangers haven't been doing too much recently either. I even barely watch, like, the NHL right now. I watch, like, playoff hockey mostly.
Oh, playoff hockey's an entirely different beast. That's why playoff hockey's so fun.
It was difficult to watch the season, though, because they changed it to, like, little regions for a while, too, right?
Yeah, they did. And then, you know, during COVID.
Wasn't as cool to see only Canada versus Canada.
Right, and then COVID, you know, the short season during the COVID bullshit. So when you were, how far are you from New York? How far are you from the Rangers' barn?
I don't think I'm that far. I'm from Ontario. It's like southern Ontario.
Okay.
Here, let me see. I can do a quick Google.
But it's going to be like a little bit of a trek to get out there is what you're saying.
Yeah,
it's
it'll be a while, yeah.
Right. So is that like a bucket list thing for you to still go see the Rangers play? Or is it one of those things where you just want to see the Rangers regardless of the barn if they're an away team?
I would like to see them anywhere, but I would really like to go to New York. I live in a small town, but I really like the idea of a city. Like, I know a lot of people hate to be in the city, but I think that'd be awesome.
New York is a different beast, man. People there do not give a fuck about anything. So I went to New York the first time when I was in the eighth grade because they had this thing called the eighth grade New York trip. And my parents wanted me to go. And the year I went was 9/11. And I went in November. So right after 9/11.
So
we land in the plane. We get there, and it's like, you know, we're looking at all the sites. You know, we went to the Statue of Liberty and all that shit. And so one of the things we do is like, hey, we're going to go past Broadway and shit. And then, like, we're in the bus, and we pass the site,
And the fucking bus driver looks back. He's like, hey, you smell that, kids? You're like, yeah, what is that? He's like, those are bodies. He was like, what the fuck? People in New York do not give a fuck.
They're a different type of human.
Right. And then right after that happened, I looked outside and there was a fucking homeless guy. He said, I need $5 for booze, drugs, and a hooker. And it's like, at least I'm not bullshitting. He was like, my God,
yeah,
New Yorkers are straight,
man.
Yeah, they're straightforward here in New York. They don't give a fuck. And then, you know,
they tell you what they want and what they need. Right? Either give them what they need and what they want or fuck off.
They don't pull any punches here. These crazy bastards. So do you have a preferred opponent to see the Rangers play? Are you like one of those guys who wants to see them play like the Flyers because you want that smoke, or are you just wanting anybody under the sun?
The Rangers against Washington would be pretty fire. Mm. Like, those guys have had like pretty good, like, I think, head-to-head.
Well, that, and just to see the years, great eight. Just to see Ovechkin.
That's also very true. I actually didn't even consider that when saying that. I just know that they play a lot of, like, first round hockey against each other normally.
Right.
Like when it comes to, I don't know why, but they're usually always the ones that are either in that quarter, like the first round or the second round versus each other.
That's just the way the divisions are, you know,
and
managed.
I like it.
Right? Because you get that. So, not being a main of a Canadian team, do you catch crap from other Canadians? Do they like look at you like, oh, you don't like the Senators, or you know, you're not a Leafs fan? Like, just give you shit about it?
I don't think so, but you always get like the people that expect you to think that you're a Toronto fan or something. Like, right. You get that a lot. Like, because I hang out on Discord a lot, and you know, I've got a lot of American homies that always think that I'm a Leafs fan.
Well, that's because
when it comes to baseball and stuff like that, or
the American perspective of Canada is very like, we know Toronto, and like, you know, like the random things that happen, like Rob Ford, you know, the crazy drug dude who was like the mayor of Toronto for a while, like he was big. So we just thought like, wow, Canada's fucked up. Well, over here we have like, you know, shootings every other day. You're like, wow, fuck that place.
Yeah, we've all got our issues,
right? We all have our weird shit. We all have our weird mayors on crack, you know. I mean, Hunter Biden's out there doing some sketch shit right now. It's all good. Nobody cares. Yeah, I've been to Canada quite a few times. I love the Canadians.
Whereabouts have you visited?
A lot of Toronto. I have family in Toronto. We go out there and we visit. I remember going there and going to the old Blue Jays stadium when it was a fucking, you know, dome and AstroTurf, but not like regular AstroTurf. It was like a weird off-green AstroTurf. And I asked them why. I was like, well, us Canadians like to be different. And I was like, okay, I'll take it. So I don't know if that was really true or not. And before that, we went to
I like that.
Right? And then before that, we went to Buffalo. We saw Niagara Falls. And we did the whole, you know, touristy shit where you go behind Niagara Falls in the boat.
Yep.
And I was just like, wow, if this fucking boat guy doesn't pay attention, he's going to go right under the falls and we're going to die. This could be like Titanic, only not cold.
A lot more people, and we paid for this.
Right? God damn it. Oh, man. So, I have a fucking cough. It's not COVID. I'm pretty sure it's ammonia mixed with being an idiot and continuing to smoke weed. And I've had a persistent cough for like 6 weeks. So if I'm like dying in the background, or if it sounds like I'm dying in the background, it's because I am. Don't be alarmed. You know, tuberculosis. Yeah, you know, I'm playing a lot of Oregon Trail. I think I got the tuberculosis. So right now, gaming has had a lot of very interesting games drop. Like, I know that you are a fan of the looter and shooter through a Tarkov, but, you know, that genre has kind of expanded through things like Dark and Darker, things like Hell is Others, you know, the top-down bird-eye view one, things like A Cycle Frontier. So when it comes to the world of looter and shooters, or looter extractors, or whatever the fuck you want to call this new budding genre, do you have any thing that's emerging that you're a fan of, or anything that's emerging that you haven't touched yet that you want to?
So like, I've been hardcore addicted to Tarkov for almost 2 years now, and I like, it's very difficult for me to get off of it. I don't know, I've looked into Dark and Darker. That seems pretty interesting, and it seems like it's been getting a lot of buzz.
Right.
I would like, I haven't really like watched a lot of it, but I've heard it's really good, and a lot of people I know keep playing it. So
it's very fun, and it like not only appeals to the, you know, the loot, you know, that fucking the roulette wheel of loot, but it also appeals to nerds like myself who just always, you know, D&D, just wanted to crawl a dungeon. See, playing D&D, it's a lot like having Gaydar. You can look at somebody and you be like, oh, that guy's seen a dragon, that guy's played D&D. Like, you just know. You just know. And it's just, it's cool that all these people that were like, no, not into that or didn't explore that inner nerddom are now getting to explore that through a darker and darker. And there's classes, and there's, everyone's got a on their own role on a team, so that part's cool. Like, Tarkov is so unique. And it's, I don't think any other game is going to get quite into the weeds like Tarkov did when it comes to ammo, when it comes to meds, when it comes to all that other stuff. So it's nice to see some games emerging that are more simplified. Like in this one, you can just drink a health potion, or you can heal, or you can sit at a campfire to heal. Whereas that one, it's like, you know, I was like, oh, fuck, I didn't bring a tourniquet into this raid. Guess I'll die.
Yeah, it's less in depth, but it's still enjoyable.
So are you enjoying the current endgame events with scavs, with grenade launchers, and all the crazy shit that they've been applying, or is this wipe kind of fell short for you?
Like, I actually love Tarkov, and I love playing it, even when, like, there's that event that happened where you had, like, the cocktail effect where you were juiced up, but you still took more, like, more damage, similar right. to the... And people hated that, but I liked it because, like, you know, people were able to kill me as fast as they were able to kill them. So, like, it was fun. The grenade launchers, like, I've been getting shit on, man.
Wait.
It's been rough.
You're telling me the Tarkov community on Twitter hasn't been enjoying every aspect of the game? Shocking.
No, it's crazy, man.
Absolutely shocking.
I love watching Tarkov Twitter because it's, like, the same thing every time.
Dude, Tarkov Twitter.
Somebody just shits on, you know, an event where they constantly ask when wife is, and then you'll get the occasional, you know, Thursday.
Dude, Tarkov Twitter goes in these weird cycles of people having, like, issues with the game, throwing it out there, complaining constantly, and then when wipe happens and everyone's stoked on the game, they bitch about food. Have you noticed that? They'll be like, oh, pineapple on pizza, or some weird food related
yeah,
fight.
Yeah, there was the ketchup and condiment conversation at the start of this wipe, I think.
Yeah, yeah, and then you're just like, oh, you guys don't give a shit about, like, you guys just like to fight. You guys, that's just all you guys do. Like, it's cool, but it's pretty funny sometimes. And you're just like, oh, I thought this guy... Yeah, this guy just wants that smoke constantly. Now I know. Every time I engage, just don't.
And then, yeah, I just watch from afar. I'm like, you know, that gif of Michael Jackson eating popcorn in the movie theater?
Right. Sometimes yeah, that's how you have to be. And it's funny because, like, people assume the weirdest shit just based off the smallest comment. It's just like, I was actually complimenting your video. I don't want to get into this huge debate about fucking bullshit.
Not like this, man.
Right? This is not a hill I want to fight and die on. I just want to fucking, you know, put my phone... I just want to put my phone down. God damn, the tuberculosis is back. I'm dying of the black lung pop.
F
in the chats for dead 8-bit. So, with everything that has been, you know, teased for this upcoming wipe, what are you looking the most forward to? Are you looking more forward to the potential of streets? Are you looking for the potential of arena? Are you looking for, you know, potential of guns like the AUG? Like, what has got you excited? What has you coming back for this next wipe other than the crack addiction to Tarkov?
Yeah, so there's the addiction. But no, I wasn't, like, as hyped when Lighthouse came out, so I don't think I'm, like, as excited for Streets. I know that sounds crazy. Like,
Lighthouse from, like, ran like shit when it first came out.
Yeah, so
it
I kind of
still
expect
runs
Streets to be like that, because I heard something that it's supposed to be, like, the first iteration is supposed to be, like, 3 or 4 interchanges, and that just seems ridiculously big. So I don't know. I think I'm most excited for the amount of people, and, like, the pre-wipe, like, or sorry, starter wipe fights are always a lot of fun for me.
Everybody's got nothing.
Like, tier 2 or tier 3, and you're shooting 8-5-5, and you're fighting for 3 minutes with the same guy. And, like, that's addictive.
I like it when everybody's struggling. I like it when everybody's got, like, crap. When Mosins are like, oh, fuck, that guy's got a Mosin, you know? When people are afraid of getting hit by something big like that.
Mosin or SKS is what, like, conquers. And you're like, oh, crap, that's... I want that, but I'm scared.
I'm just a lowly, bolty boy out here in the big world.
I think I'm excited to see what skills or new tasks they do, too, though. Because they've stated that they're going to try and rework some of the things like that. So
Right, and I'm sure they're going to do something. Like, I have always wondered if they're going to do things with a hideout where they can have you pick different directions to go and what you want to build. Like, hey, do you want a craft station or do you want an armor station? Like, you know, shit like that.
Yeah,
I know, like, people are big on the presets. Like, I just want to build a gun and buy it. I don't want to have to do it every single time.
Yeah.
I would love it.
I wish there was a loadout preset.
Oh, that would be so sick. Or if you, like, you know, if you build something, you can hit save a URL of it and send it to your friends and be like, hey, I don't know how to do this fucking gunsmith. And be like, here, just do this.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And you can upload it.
I feel bad for the people who make content like that. Because it's like, okay, oh, I just made all the gunsmiths. And then it gets updated. And you're like, I got to go remake that whole fucking video. Yeah. Are you kidding me right now? No. No.
At least when, like, I guess in, like, some ways, though, at least when they remake the video, it's another way to get, you know, give information, but also gain a little because it's a new video, new content, more people watching it kind of thing.
True, but, like, if you're the first guy to get out, like, a really good, precise video, and then it switches, and then you...
That does hurt.
Leave that video up and you just put a description of like how to change the new build and the thing. People don't read. So then they come at you like, you're wrong. Like, I can't tell you anything else to see. It's like, if you just read the description, bro, like it even says in the video, like he even added it. Just like, hey, look at the description and I'll show you the new build part. Like people get pretty fucking upset over some pretty non, you know, descript things when it comes to the content YouTube video world. So when it comes to that kind of stuff, do you make long form content? Do you do anything with YouTube, or is it mostly just a stream? Like, do you engage in TikTok? Like, what forms of content do you engage in?
So, like, I've put out one short, like, YouTube video, maybe even two, but like they're just like recaps of tournaments I've done, and I'd like to do that more in the future. But I've also been doing TikTok, and I've tried to do, like, you know, every other day, but I you know, I'm at fault for that. I've been really either busy or lazy, whatever you want to call it. But I've been recently like talking to somebody to hopefully help me be able to push out that content. So I'm looking to do like more just TikTok shorts, and they're mostly like Tarkov or stuff that I've done in like the previous stream and stuff like that.
Am I gonna go to your TikTok in a month and it's just gonna be feeling sounds dancing?
No, please no. I don't want to do any of those dances, man. First, I don't want to take the time to learn that shit, and also I it's just like cringe to me. I don't want to do that.
But if you do it in a killer mask, no one will know.
You'll know.
No one. I will know. Feeling sounds is over here. I'll know. Damn it.
I did it.
I did. That's me. I'm twerking. No. Oh my god.
Yeah. No. It's just mostly TikTok though, and they're like just little shorts. Nothing like too serious.
So with Twitch and its current, you know, there's been a lot of people in the Twitch community who have been unhappy with the direction Twitch has gone with some of its things. And now we've seen the emergence of Kick, a brand new platform started by Trainwreck that is funded by gambling money. And some people don't give a shit about that. They want that 90-10 split or whatever high, ridiculous amount of money he's offering people for their, you know, their sub-split. But there's no moderation. Like, if you go on there, people just straight stream porn, and they have, like, one of the second highest channels on that platform. So is there any motivation for you to go to Kick to try to get that money? Or is it one of those things where it's just, like, you're going to stay on Twitch?
So, like, I've heard a little bit about the Trainwreck thing, because my one buddy follows Trainwreck pretty, like, closely. It's somebody that I work with, and he, like, talks about this and showed me if I'd be interested. And I don't think, like, I will. I'm like, yeah, sure. I know some of the things that Twitch have been doing recently isn't like the greatest, and I know they're getting some heat for it.
Right.
But I'm pretty content with where I am, and I don't have any like.
It feels like Kick's not going to be around, because like if you go to Kick's website, it looks like the exact carbon copy of Twitch's website, except, you know, you trade purple for green. Like, the interface is exactly the same. Like, if you go on there, it feels like you're on Twitch. It's the weirdest thing. It's like, how is this legal? Like, you just look at it and you're like, this is gonna get taken down fast. And then you're like, oh, this is just like everything is exactly the same.
It's kind of weird. Called?
It's called Kick.
Oh,
yeah. I think
I haven't even been to the website yet. If that tells you much.
Oh, well, maybe check it out after this and you'll get an idea of what I'm talking about. It's very, very similar. It's kind of funny. But I just you go on there. That
there's no like moderation of any kind. You know what I mean? Like your own moderation.
Well, at least it's not yet. So I know when it first dropped, people were putting some like crazy things out there, like streaming jousting with genitals, like you know that game on, or you know those, you know you know what I'm talking about, Dark Side of Steam, where you go on there and you're just like, oh, summer Steam, or like you know winter Steam sale. What's your sale? I was like, oh. Sex with Hitler. This sounds horrible. Why the fuck is this even an option? The fuck, Steam?
But it's out there. Hey, people will play anything, and that's obviously showing.
I mean, are we calling that playing?
Yeah, fair enough.
Fair enough. Fair enough. One of those things. Oh, man. So, with streaming and content creation, where it's at right now, have you found that during the winter months your viewership has increased, decreased, or has it stayed pretty much consistent?
I think it's been kind of it's been pretty consistent, or if not increasing, I'd say.
I was going to say, this is an interesting time because not a lot of people are streaming because they're doing family stuff, so it opens up the market a little bit, but at the same time, viewers are also doing family shit, so there might be less people in the pool.
You know, I never even like really thought of that either. There's like, they're kind of both ways, right? People that are streaming are busy, like you said, and so are people that are just watching. But yeah, no, I think it's been pretty like consistent.
That's awesome.
So, which is really nice and like appreciative for all the people that, you know, are out doing stuff with their family, or like, you know, are able to sit in and chill out. That's pretty nice, and it's always appreciated.
So with your community that you're fostering, do you like to do things with them? Do you like to, like, you know, take them out to like a Tarkov offline thing and play like freeze tag? Or do you do any like community nights with the people who come in and watch on a regular basis? Or is it one of those things where you haven't come across something you want to do with them yet?
Oh, we've done like some Tarkov offline things before. We've done some things with like my buddy, also known as my King M3D. Him and my community will kind of like get together and offline. And one time we did the underground power. You'd smoke a bunch, and then you have Rise T's and like pistols that do no damage to the rhinos. And you just blast at each other. There's like 80 of there. It's pretty stupid, but a lot of fun. You do like silly things like that. Or we did this other stupid thing in an online game. I don't know why, but there's five of us where we load in with guns and a pistol, and we have to try and find a USBA. And as soon as you find a USBA, you can either tell people or not, but you can then go try and kill your friends. It's just stupid little things. We have fun like that. Or even in offline, we hang in our Discords a lot. So
nice.
We'll like kind of chill there. We'll watch TV or play games in an offline, or play other games other than Tarkov and stuff like that.
So just chill out. Is Tarkov still doing that thing where you need Edge of Darkness to engage in offline raids?
Yeah, which is really unfortunate for some.
That is the stupidest fucking thing ever, because think about it. If you're a person who just buys the base game because you want to, like, you know, play with your homies and you're not sure if you want to engage into it, like a big $100 plus engagement, wouldn't having offline raids so somebody who knows the game can show you all the extracts and show you, like, you know, what to do, what doesn't that help the game? Doesn't that make the game better? It'd probably
be extremely beneficial.
Exactly. Like, I don't understand why they do some of the things they do.
Otherwise, you have to spend, like, $150, $140 to go.
And that's a lot of money to ask somebody who is on the fence on this game, even if they want it to begin with. Be like, oh, yeah, you kind of need this if I'm going to teach you anything. Because, you know, when you're trying to fucking shepherd one of these guys across the map, you're always the one who gets fucking head eyes, and then they're just alone, a little Timmy in the world.
Yep.
Definitely frustrating.
Try and help them through the Discord call if possible, because not everyone's able to, you know, display their screen there.
Unfortunately, this is true. So when it comes to Arena, are you looking forward to Arena? Are you going to, like, tap into your inner CSGO to get your Arena skill up? Are you going to get, like, big into the Sicario, like, you know, your team scene when it comes to Arena? Or is Arena something you're not interested in?
No, I'm pretty excited for Arena, and I hope there is, like, a competitive side to it, too. Like, I love competition, and I'm sure you kind of know it. I'm really big on tournaments. It's like, I will get into any tournament I'm able to, as long as it works with work and stuff like that.
Right.
And yeah, so I'm really excited to see Arena. I'm scared that it'll take a little bit of action away from like the main game, because I know like I'm interested in it, so other people must be interested too.
Right.
So like, I hope it doesn't skew that, but I'm ready for like Arena. It's gonna be cool as hell.
So when it comes to the Arena mode, is there anything that you particularly want to see? Do you want it to be like just straight like our team kill their team, or do you want it to see it take like a CSGO approach? Like, hey, we're gonna fuck up this panel and you guys have to fix it in this allotted time, kind of like, you know, bomb, plant the bomb like you see in a CSGO or Valorant? Or do you think it just should be straight kill them?
No, I think it should have multiple game modes. Like, I really do. I think it should be like a hostage game mode. Like you just said, like kind of like a search and destroy, like defuse situation, or even like a team deathmatch, you know, 5-on-5.
Can the hostage be Jaeger? Can the hostage be somebody like that?
We have to unlock him at level 2, right? Or like, yeah, level 2. So we might as well have him as a hostage. I think that'd be pretty hilarious.
Right. See, I just want them.
Just Pastilli.
I just
there.
Oh, Pastilli would be so funny. I want to see more fun things be introduced into a Tarkov. Like, I know they're talking about mixing up the tasking and, like, you know, sprinkle it out, potentially even random tasks. But I really just want to see more fun tasks. Like, I want Jaeger to give me shrooms on woods so I can see Bigfoot and bring him back his head. You know, like, I want something that's going to be fun. I want something that's going to be out there. I want fucking Mechanic to give me a ghost EMP reader to go find ghosts on shoreline cabins. You know, I want something fun. I want something ridiculous. I want something out there. I want fucking Mechanic to make me go look at the stars and looking for aliens or some shit.
Has you someone wild goose chase?
Yeah, I mean, shit, isn't Tarkov already a wild goose chase of go get me this, yeah, really? Go get me that? I'm pretty much their fucking Uber Eats for Jaeger, and I'm just everyone else's fucking errand boy. Jaeger's just getting high in a fucking treehouse, but hey, no, be sick. Bring me some fucking lunchboxes, bro. I'm like, oh, you piece of shit.
Yeah, catch him in these locations for me for later. Like,
yeah, I'm not going to get him, but somebody might. Like, Jaeger, you piece of shit. So, Sicario team, tell me a little bit about the team. Like, what drew you to getting into the team atmosphere? What has been your experience with the team? Like, yeah, let's run down that.
So Sicario is a esports team, but also a really big community. I'm sure you've heard of their tournaments that they've put on in the past.
Oh yes.
I'm probably gonna butcher it because I'm really bad at the name, but it was the Lost Vengeance series. So they did 3 tournaments there, which they were a lot of fun. But yeah, no, so the Sicario team, like, I joined almost a month ago now, and they've been extremely, like, open arms and very welcoming. So it's been quite a blast. I've only got to participate in one tournament underneath of them, which was really cool. You know, they supported me really well. And then I've done a lot of community events, too, where they host, like, Friday PvP nights for NA. Then they do, like, some other, like, Simon Says, and then stuff like that. It was pretty cool. Like, it was pretty neat.
So someone who's in the tournament scene, has casting a tournament come across your radar of things you might be interested in doing in the future? Or are you such a competitor, you don't want to step away from the competitive scene to, you know, participate in that aspect because you want to compete?
I've never actually thought about casting, and I think it would be cool, but I would probably have like FOMO of not playing in the tournament.
Oh, absolutely. All right, so my dog is barking, so I'll be right back. I'm going to go shut him up, and then we'll continue. Give me 2 seconds.
Sounds good.
Damn, neighbors working on their fence, fucking up my podcasting. All right. So, we just talked about casting. All right, so the FOMO of missing out is definitely a real thing, especially when it comes to not only gaming, but shit like cryptocurrency. Now, did you find yourself falling down that crypto rabbit hole as you heard all these stories of people getting super rich?
Actually, didn't. Like, I didn't really do any of that. But a few of my friends did, and it was, like, interesting to kind of, like, watch through them.
Right? But it's kind of good you didn't engage in the FOMO, because now you're seeing that some of the major cryptos and some of the major NFTs are starting to fall by the wayside. Like, fucking the Bored Ape Yacht Club, those stupid, like, pictures of the monkeys. Like, now those things are, you were going for, like, millions. Now some of them are selling for, like, mere, like, $100 and such. So it's kind of crazy how things like that have fallen. And then you got, like, the guy from FTX who's just, like, you know, defunded everybody. I didn't
really understand the idea, like, of the NFTs. It didn't make sense to me. Like, why do I want this?
See, NFTs and, like, gaming was such a unique thing, but now it's just like everybody's just assuming that all NFTs are, like, art based. It's like, you know, NFTs and gaming would be awesome. Like, imagine having a character that's uniquely yours and nobody else has a character that looks like that, and then you could transfer that character to other games from the same developer. Like, if EA put out, like, an NFT, or, like, you know, like, NHL 2020, whatever, 22, 23, 24. If they put out an NFT where your player could have a certain hat when you play in, like, you know, the Chell mode, or, like, the on, like, you know, the Pawn mode and shit like that,
yep.
And you continue to do that, and, like, oh, that's the guy with the purple beanie. That guy's good as fuck. And then just continued on.
Cool.
How cool would that be? But now when you say NFT, that's cool. All anyone ever thinks of. I was like, oh, the stupid monkey.
Yeah, they think it's some, like, digital art. Which digital art's cool, but, like, for me to buy something like that, I just couldn't see it. But that, right. Like you were just mentioning, like, an actual, you know, item within the game where it's solely yours, that'd be cool as hell.
Like CSGO skins. CSGO skins are kind of like NFTs, only, you know, they're stuck in the CSGO thing and they're stuck on Steam. You can't, like, take it off to a third party and sell it easily. You can do it, but it's kind of more difficult. Whereas NFTs for gaming, it's totally doable. It's just, you know, this, all the shit that's gone down, people kind of have a bad, you know, taste in their mouth when it comes to that fucking phrase. Anytime you say that, people kind of, like, turn their nose up, like, oh, fuck you. Like, okay. So, what is your, as a proud Canadian man, what is your Tim Hortons order of choice?
I used to have a really bad sweet tooth, so it would have been a triple-triple, but I'll get, like, a large double-double and either a Honey Cruller donut or a Boston cream.
Ooh.
Those are slap.
Those do slap. So, what is your preferred poutine topping?
Ooh. Yo, buffalo chicken is amazing.
My God, I've never heard of buffalo chicken on poutine before, but that sounds good as fuck.
It's so good. You've got the cheese curds, you've got, like, the buffalo chicken, which has, you know, it's been sauced up because it's buffalo chicken.
Right.
And then you've got the gravy on top. It's so good. I've also had a poutine where it was, like, the buffalo chicken, but there was ranch instead of gravy.
Ooh. That sounds dangerous. Yeah. That sounds like a heart stopper. I like that already.
Yeah. It is a little greasy, but it's good.
So, on the other side of the coin, what poutine topping is sacrilegious? What topping on poutine fills you with rage?
Oh. There's, like, a poutinery around me that quite literally puts everything on poutine.
I love that word, a poutinery. I'm going to work at the poutinery. You see, you guys.
I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. Either way, it's there, and, I mean, I don't think it's, like, the worst thing in the world, but I hate pickles. Like, pickles on a poutine doesn't sit.
So is it pickles on everything in general, or just poutine that you just can't?
No, I like pickles. Pickles are delicious. It's just, like, on a poutine, like, that just doesn't, it's just that not right.
Briny taste with the salty fries and the gravy. Yeah, I can
and
see
you don't need more
one.
Crunch because, like, you've got, you know, the French fries, and if you're having chicken on it, like, usually that's kind of crispy, right? So you got that. Right. So you don't need, like, a juicy crunch. That's just not it.
Like, who needs this many crunches in one fucking go? This is bullshit. Oh, man. So, what is your favorite Canadian-based film?
I'm going to be honest. I don't even know. Like, what do you have some, like, really famous Canadian-based films that you know?
The only
apart.
One I can
like
think
really
of
I can't even...
is Strange Brew, which was like Canada's attempt at doing like a Cheech and Chong, but with beer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a
I didn't even hear that. That's...
No, that's because it was sucked. It was, like, really bad. I thought you were going to hit me with the fucking The Goon.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, that's actually a pretty good movie, actually.
Oh, Doug but Glatt. The Ballad of Doug Glatt.
Hey, man, he gets messed up, but he gets right back up, and that's all that matters.
Just like that fucking Chumbawamba song from the 90s. You gotta love it. So, speaking of the 90s, do you have a favorite kids cartoon from back in the day? Like, you know, a Hey Arnold situation on Nickelodeon? Were you more of a Cartoon Network person? Or did your childhood not consist of TV?
Yo, I love The Recess, and I know that was on like Disney or some crap like that.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah, they had that on Recess. Yeah, Disney with Spinelli, TJ, yeah, and all them, the Ashleys. I remember that shit. Randall, the fucking narc. Fuck Randall.
Yeah, the narc. What was the teacher's name that he always used to go complain to?
Oh, the old lady, Miss yeah. Bitchhole. I don't know.
I can't remember her name.
Crabtree.
Is that actually her name?
I think so. That sounds right. She just looked like she always had a fart. I was like, who's this lady?
Looks like she had a stick up her ass too most of the time.
She might have, actually. Who knows? It's one of those things where those cartoons, man, that, like, there's so much weird, funny shit when you look back and watch it as an adult. It's just like, some things don't stand up. Like, have you ever watched The Goonies as an adult?
Yep.
Oh, it's not the same movie, is it?
It doesn't feel the same, but I mean, it always shocks me when somebody says that they've never actually seen it, though.
That's hard to believe, especially people who grew up in that time frame. It's like, this shit was everywhere. Are you kidding me? That's like saying you never watched a Disney original movie.
It hurts.
Right? It really does. See, when it comes to that kind of shit, sometimes it's like, did you just block this movie out of like your brain because something traumatic happened during it? Or like what? Like,
it's one of those moments where it's like, you know, you unlocked a memory that you forgot you unlocked.
Right? Ooh, a core memory.
Yeah.
So when it comes to gaming, how did you find yourself on the PC train? Did you always have a gaming PC? Did you start on consoles, or were you fairly newer to the scene?
So I started on, like, I always used to be a PlayStation person, and I always agree that PlayStation was like the best and beyond. But then
you're like a Final Fantasy, like Tomb Raider kind of person.
Or? No, I was one of those idiots that played Call of Duty.
Fair enough.
Or Call of Duty or NHL, Army of Two. I don't know if you.
Oh, classic game.
Yep. That's, I
mean,
good.
And that movie, I mean, that game has that fucking titular line where you're on the helicopter and that guy was like, guys, we're amazing. You were like an army of two. It was like, wow, you guys
said the line. He said the line.
It's like, you guys really built up this entire scene just to drop that one stupid line, huh?
Yep.
Because it felt so out of place. It was like, yep. You guys really wanted forced, to say man. It.
And they had to say it. They wanted to at least put it somewhere, and they had to throw it in there because it was the end.
Right? Right?
I started playing that stuff, and then I got this netbook, like, you know, those little, like, very tiny laptops.
Oh, yes. I remember those.
I got one of those to work for my uncle, where I would just, like, do email gathering, and because, like, he owns his own company or whatever. And I just did, like, small things for him, and he gave me this laptop, so I would play, like, League of Legends on it. And now, I did that.
Did you ever fall into the pit hole of a WoW? Did you ever sell your soul to play another hour?
I've never even watched WoW.
Oh, that game. Yeah. That game ruined lives back in the day. People got kicked out of college over that game. People fucking lost their jobs over that game. Like, if you were to ever ask me what game had an impact on society, I don't think any game had as much of an impact on people and their productivity as much as WoW.
That's the one where you had to pay monthly too, right?
Yes. And people still do it. Like, all these guys who were, like, hopelessly addicted to that game, now that they re-released Classic, like, yeah, they continued with the main story arc, and now they're on, like, expansion, I don't even fucking know, like, 8 or 9 or some shit, but they re-released the original one as WoW Classic. Now people who fucking, you know, sold their young adulthood are going back to re-experience it as an adult. It's just like, oh my god. It's like seeing somebody fall off the wagon after they've been sober for, like, 10 years. It's like, Billy, no! Don't do it. It's the same thing. We say that, but you know, at the same time, you don't play Tarkov for 5 days, you get itchy. It's the same shit. It's the same shit.
Okay, you feeling. Got me there. You true. So yeah, like I played League for 7 or 8 years, but I played it mostly on this like netbook for like 5 of them until
when I hear people talk about League, they always talk about how toxic a community it can be. Now, did you experience terrible. A lot of that?
Oh yeah, I had to like the last like 2 years of playing League before I started playing Tarkov. I turned off my game chat in general, like all chat and team chat, because I just didn't want to you'd make like one bad play and you know, you're like the devil.
Now, so, like, what kind of stuff would they say to you? Was it like TOS stuff, like on Twitch?
Oh, like, yeah, dude. It's like, it's bad. Like, it's it's terrible. It's basically like what a Call of Duty match would be, but they're just typing. They're like typing.
Oh,
wires,
no. Oh, yeah, dude, no. It's racist who can type. Stuff. This is horrible.
Yeah, yeah. Or telling you to like inflict self-harm, stuff like that. You know, they go for the throat, man. Like, no remorse. They go for your family, too. Fuck them.
My God. Now,
yeah,
when it came to
turn all that off,
right? You have to for your own fucking sanity. Like, how am I gonna bounce back from this when I'm putting up with this slander?
Or you stoop that low and it's bad. Like, you can't do that. So you just make it out of sight, out of mind. You know what I mean?
Once you go down that rabbit hole, you can't unring that bell. You know?
Yeah, and you become a grouchy person after you watch so many people complain. So it's you're a lot happier without it.
So the chat in league affected your everyday life. Like, you just, like, after like a bad league match, you just piss the rest of the day. It's like, I'm not going to do that to myself, piece of shit. Why don't you go fuck yourself?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. You get like mauled, man. And then you're like, well, fuck. Fuck you. I don't know. You like, it makes you a more aggressive person, I swear. But you turn chat off, and like I did for like the last 2 years of me playing that.
Right.
And like, you become a happier person. So I suggest it to anybody.
So when you played that type of game, were you more of a support? Were you more of a damage guy? Like, what was your preferred role when it came to League?
I'm a huge fan of, like, the attack damage, like the ADC, the damage, or, like, jungle, so that way I can try and help control the map.
Now, do you still dabble in the world of League? Like, do you sometimes go into stream and you're like, you know what? I feel like hating myself today. Let's play some League. Or do you not go down those
honestly,
pathways?
I don't think I've only played like one other game on stream in the last like year and a half. I've only played Tarkov, but off stream I've been dabbling a little bit in League to like.
You gotta keep those. You gotta keep the bugs off of you. You need your fucking Tarkov fix. You need to stay clean up. Just one more custom zone, please.
So yeah, I haven't really done a lot of on stream of anything other than Tarkov, but off stream I've been playing like Warzone, multiplayer COD, and then like League of Legends a little bit here and there.
So how do you like the new DMZ mode? Because I know like it was kind of controversial before it was released, people saying crazy shit like, oh, it's a Tarkov killer, well, this and that, and it's a completely different scenario. It's fun, but it's definitely not a Tarkov. It's its own thing. But, you know, people in this genre seem to be kind of lazy. Like, Dark and Darker's medieval Tarkov. Fucking Hell is Others is top-down Tarkov. Cycle Frontier is Fortnite Tarkov. Like, people just want to put things into categories. So
yeah, they're stuck on the one.
So when it comes to that kind of stuff, what would you say DMZ is? Like, would you say it's fun? Would you say it's something you engage in? Is it really just not for you?
I'm gonna be honest, one of my buddies is really, really wants someone to play with, and I just can't. Like, I haven't even considered loading the DMZ mode. I don't really want to play it. If I want to go do like a shoot and loot, like, I'll go play Tarkov, if that makes sense.
No, I get that. You're a one game kind of guy when it comes to that. You're like, I don't want to cheat on Tarkov. Tarkov will find out.
Yeah, it'll know.
Nikito will DM me.
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
like,
I don't know. I don't really have any interest in it. Like, when I play COD, like, Warzone's pretty fun for like a few matches, but like, I want to play multiplayer, to be honest. Like, it's been pretty fun, and I wasn't even going to buy this COD, but I bit the bullet, and it kind of like, I've been enjoying it. I haven't played in a couple, so.
I just picture you loading up Tarkov and in the fucking loading screen, like, why don't you go to play DMZ?
That's
shit.
My like random fact I get.
Like, no, it was one time, I swear.
I did like it when I did it.
I regretted it every second. I'm sorry. So are there any games on the horizon that you're looking forward to, or is there any game that you love from your childhood that you would love to see a sequel be put out? For example, Fight Night hasn't had an update or a new version of Fight Night, that boxing game, released in forever. Or Skate 4 is, like, you know, supposed to drop sometime in 2024. Are there any games out there that you really want to see have a sequel redone or released in general?
I don't know that, like, I haven't really played like a lot of games. Like I said, it would be pretty cool to actually see some of the skates. I used to play those with some of the, like, my buddies in like public school. Like, that's like when I would play skate. So it'd be pretty cool to see an updated one, but I don't really have one that I'm like really looking forward to. Like I said, I kind of play like one game and I'm stuck on it.
No worries on that. So when you getting ready for a day, Turkoff, when you're planning on streaming a fucking full set of a day, what is your pre-stream routine? Do you eat the same thing? Do you stretch? Like, what do you do right before you're about to marathon?
Okay, so I call my bong my vase. All right.
Okay.
So I always go for a pre-stream vase walk. It's okay. Got, you know, but I also like to try to make sure like I've eaten and I've got water standing by, because like water is really important. And
do you alert your neighbors? Be like, hey, I'm going to be saying a lot of loud things about fucking dudes and screaming. Don't don't call the cops and don't be alarmed.
So I live with my grandfather, and like he at first he didn't like when I first like moved in here. He didn't really understand like the point of streaming or like whatever. But he's like, all right, you do you, man. So now, like, before I stream, like, if he's, you know, around, I'll tell him, like, hey, man, just so you know, like, I'm busy, I'm streaming. And he's like, oh, yeah, all right, not coming in there, because whatever.
Right.
But, yeah, no, like, he gets it, so he
Is he engaged, you know, with it a little bit? Is he like, did you kill that Tequila piece of shit?
He'll, like, come in every once in a while, and he'll, like, wave and, like, see the camera and get, like, a little excited, whatever. And people in the chat will, like, be like, oh, hell yeah, Puffa, or, like, he'll go off. And then he'll, like, get, like, you know, a little excited and wave and whatever, and they'll be giddy off. So he engages a little bit, or he'll, like, ask how it's going and stuff. So it's pretty kind. It's nice, right. You know?
Right.
Before, it's like, he didn't understand, like,
he's showing an interest in your interests.
Yeah. Which is nice, so.
It's like, this is the closest I'll ever get to being on Hockey Night in Canada. This is the closest I'll ever get. It's my time to shine, goddammit. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, so I just basically make sure like I've had like a small snack, get some water ready for the stream, and then I take my vase for a walk, because, you know, you gotta choose yourself.
I mean, the vase has to go for a walk, you know. I mean, it's basic vase maintenance. You gotta clean your vase, you gotta get all that gross resin out of there, you gotta show your vase some love, because if you show your vase love, it's gonna show you some love. It's like a dry pipe. If you don't show your dry pipe love, it's gonna get clogged, and then you're just gonna hate life.
You're gonna choke out, yep.
So when it comes to vase usage, are you a fan of using ice in your vase?
Yeah, I've got, like, my two that I have, they both have ice perks, so it's pretty nice. I don't mind putting them in. Or, especially since I do, like, this, some people don't like this, so, like, yo, I guess get over it if you don't, but...
Yeah, it's you base...
There's a lot of snow right now.
You vase elitist.
No, but I mean, like, there's a lot of snow right now, so you just grab some snow and you throw it in there. It's, like, the same. Like, I know some people that is fucked up, because you don't know what could be in there. And you're right, but I mean, like, technically when you make the ice, you don't know sometimes what could be in there, so get over it.
Right. As long as you're not picking up yellow snow, I mean, I think you're good.
Oh, yeah, we steer away from there, you know? We get that fresh stuff.
And we don't want that extra mystery flavor.
Yeah, but that kind of works the same. It's just, like, you know, you throw it in there.
Right. Right? I mean, this yellow snow goes great with Afghan Kush. I don't know what to say. So, when you're picking some Swede for your vase, for you know, one of these events, do you go with a sativa? Do you go with an indica? Or are you of the camp where if it's green, I'll smoke it? Because I know some people who don't give a shit. Like, what camp do you fall in, if any?
So I don't, like... I like sativa more than anything, because, you know, but nothing like, if I'm streaming, nothing like too high, because then I'll literally be fucked up. But, you know, something that's sitting around like 20%, I mess with that, because, well, then it kind of gives for like a good mood. You're chilling out, you know.
Right. Maybe. So do
but
you
not too like mangled.
Do you engage in edibles, or is it strictly vases?
Honestly, edibles don't affect me as much. I've been recently like having some of the beverages that they come out with, and those have been pretty nice.
Beverages? That is interesting. Yeah. Do they taste good?
Yeah. Well, so like the more sugar, the better they taste, because obviously the sugar masks like the weed taste. But there's like this like Bubble Kush line, and they've got like a
Is it like Jones soda? Is it like super like obnoxiously bright like colors?
No, no, they're like in these like little like silver tin cans, and they got like a orange logo if it's the orange one and whatever. But like they're from, they're like government, so like they're legal shit.
Yeah, the government would never put anything dangerous in my food.
That's not, no, no. You never know. No, it's, but like, no, they taste all right, man. Like, you know, you got to make sure you kinda not shake it, but like,
the prime minister approved this pot.
He giveth, we taketh.
If Trudeau says I can smoke it, I'm gonna smoke it. Oh, Justin, you silly bitch. This pot is so good.
But yeah, I don't really mess with like edibles. I don't know. It doesn't really do much to me.
Totally. I figured if you're like a one game guy, you might be also be a one form of pot consumption type of guy. I figured, you know, you're afraid that Nikita was going to find out you're playing DMZ. He's like, I'm afraid my face will see me consuming pot in another way.
No, I don't mind.
Did you name your vase?
No.
Oh.
Should I have?
I mean, I know people who do.
Is that
but,
proper etiquette?
I mean, people do, but at the same time, it's like when you break it, it makes it so much sadder because then it has a name, you know? It's like, Billy, no! Billy Bong Thornton, I'm sorry. Your downstep is broken.
I must fix you.
I must. You'll never be the same. God. He'll never walk again.
I've never even thought of naming it. That's awesome, though. I just call it my vase.
That's a name right there.
I had a viewer one time when I would say, like, I'm taking my vase out. Like, they didn't really understand. They kind of thought that was, like, a way of me saying I was going to get water.
Or you trying to say you're going to, like, take a shit. Like, what a weird phrase.
Yeah, they're just leaving, right? And then one day they, like, seen it, and they're like, oh, my God, what the fuck's the weird test tube? And I'm like, yo, that's the vase.
Like, bro, I'm a scientist, dude. I'm a scientist.
Like, and then they clued in. They're like, oh, my God, this whole time I thought you were going to get water.
Yeah, they're just like, you do drugs, unfollowed, unsubscribed, and ratioed, bitch. And they're like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Ratioed.
Oh, God. I'm so pissed off because my headset, its battery just dies, so I plug it in, and now it's giving me these constant alerts saying it does not recognize this USB, but it's still charging the headset that I'm using to like to hear you. So for the people listening at home, those constant Windows alerts are pissing me off too. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to talk about vases, and this goddamn computer is fighting back.
Not like this, man.
Not like this. So, speaking of things that were done in Canada, have you watched, or are you a fan of Trailer Park Boys?
Yeah, those guys are pretty awesome. I haven't watched like all of them, and I've just watched like random sporadic moments throughout all like the seasons.
Are you a fan of Letterkenny?
Yeah, Letterkenny's awesome. So I went to school, like college, in the city where they made the Puppers beer.
Ooh, that's awesome. So you have a direct link to the show in some ways. Like, I was there. I've seen it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm pretty sure one of their bars, like, it was located there as well.
So
it's pretty cool. Like, where they recorded that set.
When you go to hockey games, do you chirp as good as the guys on that show? Is that just something that's innate in Canadians? They just wake up and they're able to like talk shit on a regular basis.
It's Are they pretty able to funny chirp? Going to like the arenas and hearing like the older people that actually do that shit. It's awesome. And you'll get like an actual like heavy Canadian accent person. Like my one buddy will do it, and like he'll just give it to like, you know, like he'll yell at the refs or, you know, the people in the stands and stuff. Yeah, like they go pretty hard. It's pretty funny.
So, growing up as a Canadian, how did you feel about South Park representing Canadians where the top of their heads lift up the way they do?
That was funny as hell. And whenever somebody mentions the South Park Canadian like episode, you always know what the hell they're talking about. It's fucking hilarious.
Right? So, when you engage with people from the States, is that something that's constantly brought up? Like, just either South Park or reference to South Park, or like, hey, buddy, like that kind of shit. Or is that like racial appropriation? Can I not say, hey, buddy? Hey, buddy.
that a couple times, or people will always hit me with the A, or you want to go go get some Tim's there, bud?
They just start fucking quoting Gordie Howe, like, keep your stick on the ice, like, shut the fuck up. That's our word. That's our phrase. You don't get to say that.
Yeah, no, you'll get, like, there's always stereotypes. It's kind of hilarious to hear what people either come up with or...
You guys have some good stereotypes. So, like, oh, they're so goddamn friendly.
Yeah, we get that a lot, which is crazy because, like, apparently we are, but we can be assholes. I swear to God, I'd run into it daily. Like, it's a thing.
Like, that guy must only be half Canadian. He's a piece of shit.
I'm on to you.
Me and my mates are just trying to have a lovely stroll through the park. We put up with this?
We do say A a lot, though, and it's for, like, multiple reasonings. We'll be like, A, and, like, the start of a conversation, we'll be like, you know.
Oh, is it one of those things just to, like, fill the awkward silence of something, like an awkward situation?
It must be, because I don't even realize I say it sometimes, and then I'll be talking to somebody, especially online, and they'll be like, yeah, you did it. It's like, shut up, dude. Like, no, I didn't.
Or like a car crash, you know? Be like, that was bad, eh?
Yeah, like, actually, that's a really good way of putting it. Terrible, you know, start to it, but...
It's like an awkward transition.
Yeah, like, I don't know, we just... Or we'll start a conversation like, hey, bud.
Right. You
know, or like, hey, I don't know. It's like, it's there.
Right. It's just ingrained. It's just a part... of it's a turn of phrase. It's just a part of your of the Canadian dialect. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. I actually, it's always funny because everybody, no matter where they are in the world, they all have their weird little sudden things. And the way that people, like, interpret those sudden things and make it into, like, humor and jokes, like, you know, people from Boston have that fucking crazy accent. They cat, and they, like, all the fucking weird shit they say. We, like, no matter where you are in the world, you're going to catch a little bit of shit depending on how you talk. It's just a given.
Yeah. I mean, everybody hears an accent and or something like that, and they usually, like,
so
use it in some way.
Is Justin Bieber a national treasure or a national disgrace over there?
I guess it depends on who you talk to, man. But you guys can probably keep him.
Well, now he's got that thing, or he's got, like, random stiffness. It's like a stroke like symptom, so he's not performing anymore. He's like fully retired, something like that. I saw that, like, recently in the news. It's one of those things where it's just like, we don't get many, like, big stars like that who come from the Great White North, so it's always interesting to see, like, how people interpret that. Like, I remember when he was, like, doing his crazy shit, it'd be like, oh, you guys can keep him. You've ruined Justin. Look what you've done to our boy.
I mean, he went through, like, that one time in his life where he went, like, he was fucking cracked. Like, I don't know what he was doing.
Oh, to be fair, haven't we all gone through a weird point of our life like that? Only it sucks with it. He was under a microscope, so everyone got to see it. And you know exactly what I'm talking about, listener. You probably put on that emo music and was listening to My Chemical Romance, dressed up all weird, or doing weird shit. Or, you know, everyone's had their weird phases. And thankfully, most of us didn't have cameras in our face 24/7 and having it put on E! True Hollywood, whatever the fuck, you know? It's like, I would hate that if it's like, you know, the behind the fucking podcast, they hate but nobody, the man whore, or some bullshit. Like, no, that's behind me. I don't want anyone to know.
I mean, I don't mind, like, a good bit of his music. It's not terrible. There is some where it's like, oh, God. Like, I will never forget the stupid song Baby. All right. Like,
oh, that was everywhere.
Head, all right. Like, it's terrible.
So when it comes to things that are popular in culture, was there any movie that, like, fucking defines your childhood, or any movie that just sticks out to you from your childhood growing up where you did, whether it be something you could relate to or something that was just, like, just cool to you, like Jurassic Park, seeing dinosaurs? Was there anything like that that stuck out to you that's still, like, ingrained in your brain as, like, amazing? I know, weird transition. I was backing my vase.
No, you're good. No, you're good. Can you repeat the question one more time? Sorry.
What movie from your childhood stands out?
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely Jurassic Park or Transformers. I love Transformers, man. I don't think as many people enjoy it.
Was that because Shia LaBeouf Was that because of the robots, or were you just a big fan of Megan Fox's toe thumbs?
No, dude, it's definitely going to be like the mixture of Shia LaBeouf like starting it off really well and the robots. Like, I also like the destruction that happens.
I wonder
story.
I wonder how many foot fetish people were just like, "Oh, Megan Fox's toe thumb." It's like, no, dude.
Well, at least they had somewhere to go.
I guess.
Like, they got the Megan Fox. No, I don't know. I didn't like unpopular opinion, but I didn't really care for Megan Fox.
I mean, she's not a good actress. At least she wasn't in the Transformers movies. I can't really think of anything else she was in.
There for looks for the Transformers movies, right? Like,
true.
Oh, he's got the hot girlfriend. He's, you know.
I mean, to be fair, if there's a dude who had a fucking crazy awesome car that could turn into a fucking robot, yeah, he'd probably be pulling crazy.
You certainly have a point.
He'd be pulling Pete Davidson type. Be like, oh my god, Pete Davidson, how do you do this? Oh, just thank Bumblebee.
What do you mean? Then all you see is... Then he's just like transforming into, you know...
Oh my robot. God, Pete Davidson! Like, that's right, baby. I'm Pete Davidson. I think we've solved why everyone likes Pete Davidson. So just ignore all those fucking rumors of having a big dick. It's all about the robots in disguise. Oh man, this is a fucking disjointed episode, but I'm fucking loving it. The vase is packed. We're talking random shit. There's been no transitions, and that's the way I like it here on the comms. So, question for you. What is the weirdest thing from the 90s that you've seen in TV, such as, like, you know, Guts or Wild and Crazy Kids? Or Canada has a lot of unique shows too, like Canada's Worst Driver and Canada's Worst Handyman. Was there any show you grew up with that was just so weird it still sticks out to you? It was like, what the fuck was that?
I don't know why I was so like interested in them, and I don't think it was the 90s. It's definitely like the 2000s or something, but
that's fine.
It's like the Storage Wars. Like, why was I so interested in them? But they made no sense as to why. I don't know. I feel like everyone was kind of interested in...
Was I the only guy who wanted to punch that little fat fuck who kept going, yep? I wanted to punch that guy so hard in the face.
Dave, I think, right? Dave Lester.
Dave. He looks like a Dave.
Dude, hated that shit. And then there's that bitchy woman, Brandy, that was dating the other guy.
Oh, yeah. And then she did porn.
Did she?
Yeah, there was like
hilarious.
There was like some weird
shit.
Dude,
I didn't even know that.
There was some weird shit that went down, and that's why the show got canceled. Is she like did a porn, and then it got out, and then the show got canceled. Well, that and there's some like other things, and somebody went to jail. There's some weird shit on that show. Just like, you know, Sons of Guns.
A spin-off too.
Yeah, there was a spinoff.
It was a Canadian one.
Instead of Yep, he's just like, hey.
Can you imagine?
That would be hilarious. Just like Pawn Stars. Like, apparently, like, two of those guys end up going to jail, and the old man died. It was just like, oh, this show's went to shit.
No.
It's like Deadliest Catch. They knew those guys were on meth. Though. Oh, he definitely will. The old man, like, was the best
guy. Yeah, I can only get, or the other guy, the bald guy. Yeah, I can probably only give you like a nickel and, you know, my pocket lint.
Oh, you have legitimate pirate gold? I'll give you fucking $5. Get the, like, what the fuck? You're like, you're in Vegas and you're at a pawn shop. I'm going to fucking take advantage of you. Like, why would you come here? This is the worst place to sell anything.
Yeah, and it's on TV, so like...
Right, it's just a bad combination. But then you roll the dice on that, and then like Deadliest Catch was just like, oh come on, you guys knew these guys were on drugs the whole fucking time. You're telling me the camera crew people didn't see them smoking meth all the time and stay up for like 36 hours to catch crab? Why are you guys acting so surprised when they go to rehab? Like, come on, Discovery, what are you doing?
Caught some cool stuff though.
They did catch a lot of cool shit.
You would definitely have to be on something though to want to be able to catch some of the stuff they were looking
at. Those were such weird shows, because you'd like get home from work and then you'd immediately like turn on the TV and watch like other men work. It's just like, this shit never ends. It's just a fucking endless cycle of bullshit.
It's like you're watching the truckers, like the mountain truckers or whatever.
The ice road trucking.
Yeah, that's like, it. That's it.
At any moment, this road can give out and I can fucking die. And she's like, oh,
why are we getting this recorded? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's a weird
fucking... Do your job, be safe.
Weird concept of a job. But I you know what job, you know what show is hilarious to me? The fucking Finding Bigfoot assholes. Those are my favorite. Because they go in the woods... And they're like, yeah, you know, wild animals love it when you make a shit ton of noise. And they start hitting, like, sticks on fucking trees. And they start screaming like idiots. And you're like, yeah, no wonder you haven't found Bigfoot, you fucking idiot. One, he doesn't exist. And two, animals hate that shit. What are you doing?
You're doing the opposite of what you're supposed to be doing, man.
Yeah, like... I mean, think about it. If they find Bigfoot episode one, that's the fucking end of the paychecks. That's the end of the story.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Nice job. That's a wrap, guys.
Imagine if he's like in the front. Get the fuck out of here, Bigfoot.
Dude, stop. Come back in 10 days.
Right? Or don't come back at all. Go back there and dig a shit in the woods or something. Oh, man. So, when it comes to feeling sounds... Is there anything that you haven't done in the world of content creation and streaming that you want to in the future? Like, we talked a little bit about long-form content, but is there an avenue that you have yet to explore that you're interested in?
Not, like, I don't think so. Like, maybe I'm not, like, as open-minded in terms of, like, content, but I think, like, I'm pretty happy with like just doing small shorts, like even if it is like YouTube or even like, you know, recap videos of like tournaments and stuff.
Right. But, totally. So when it comes to content creation, is there anybody in the scene that you haven't worked with yet, whether it be in like a co-stream or whether it be like doing raids with? Is there anybody in the scene that you haven't worked with and haven't met yet that you would like to in the future?
I mean, like, there's a lot of people that would be really cool to, like, you know, get some games in with or even, like, just have a chat with. But, like, the one person that I started watching playing when I started playing, like, Tarkov especially, and one that, like, is definitely, like, a role model to me would be, like, Sheef GG. That guy's a legend. That'd be really cool to, like, one day even just have a conversation with him, you know, outside of, you know, stream and stuff.
That would be cool. So have you,
he's a cool dude, really good guy.
Have you like seen TwitchCon and all that stuff and thought about maybe going to those events for the potential of networking and doing things of that nature? Or is TwitchCon one of those things where it's like, yeah, it's kind of too far away. Maybe if they have one in Canada, I'll engage.
No, I would love to go to TwitchCon, even with how far it is. I would just have to plan. So like I'm hoping for the next TwitchCon I'm able to like have, you know, the money and everything to be able to do that. Cause that'd be really cool. Plus you get to meet some, like you just said, networking, like you get to meet so many people, and then like also experience things. Cause like, I've never really been anywhere in the States. So that'd be a really big experience for me to be able to see like even outside of like TwitchCon, if that makes sense.
I'm just picturing you with a big glass jug in your room that says TwitchCon on it. And you're just dropping loonies and toonies in there. And then you look every day at your jar as it slowly gains money and you just like nod your head and go, "Hey." We're gonna get there.
Maybe that should be like my New Year's thing. Whenever I get like a 2 year loony, make a jar and I'll do that.
I mean,
up for TwitchCon,
that could totally be the start to some short term content. You could just like show, like, you know, take a picture of the jar as it slowly grows. Yeah, and then have that turn into a plane ticket and be like, I'm at TwitchCon, and then have yourself in an ambulance. Cool. Like, I jumped in the foam pit and broke my leg.
Oh no.
No. Why did I save up so much for this?
What have I done?
What have I done?
All this time. You could have just got a new chair.
Call the RCMP. This is bullshit.
That would be cool. I'm definitely staying away from that foam pit, though.
I don't know what the fuck they were thinking with that.
I don't, so, yeah.
I've heard from a lot of people that when it comes to TwitchCon, like, the con itself is okay, but it's all about the after parties at the bars and the meetups and things like that. Like, did you see the most recent TwitchCon, all the Tarkov meetup at the bar and, like, the stairs picture and all that?
That was cool, like the bar crawl that they had going on too. I was watching it's Steve-O post a bit about it, and then King Will, I think.
Yeah, we talked to Steve-O and Fallen Neophyte about that when they drove down together. That was a pretty cool conversation. So at that bar, out of all the Tarkov creators that are out there in the scene, which one do you think could consume the most alcohol?
There's a lot of people there, wasn't there?
There's a shit ton. There's definitely a lot of people in the scene.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I'm pretty sure Fallen could do pretty good, but who else went with them? It was also was it Fudge that went with him?
I think he did. I think they met up.
I feel like a couple of those guys would probably like be able to drink a lot. See, I don't drink myself.
Okay.
Like that much. So like I don't know what it is. I'll drink like two or three beers, dude, and I'm hungover the next day.
Let me rephrase the question more tailored to you feeling sounds. If you were to pass the vase around with anybody from the Tarkov community, who would you like to have in your vase circle?
Oh, yo, that's a cool question. Yo, I definitely want to smoke with Horty McFly one of these times. That'd be cool.
That's Horty's one of my favorites. Horty's a good guy. That would be a sick guy to pass the vase with.
Yeah, and then another lad that I've recently been getting to like have the opportunity to play raids with and just talk to is Noonga, and I think he lives like
another super cool dude. You know, Castlecom alumni. Now you guys are all part of the same fucking circle.
That's cool.
The thing that brings us all together is that one asshole with a microphone.
That's when you sit there and you just raise your hand. That's me.
It's me. I did something kind of.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, no, definitely like Horty definitely comes to mind. Smoking with Horty because, you know, Horty's a really good homie. And I've met him in person, so that'd be cool.
So, following up to one of my favorite set questions for Tarkov creators, if you could hang out with any traitor currently in game, who would it be? And on the other side of that coin, if you could kick the shit out of any traitor in game, who would it be?
Yo, fuck Skier. Like, honestly, he's dead. Like,
he's a
bat.
He's a drug dealer. The man definitely sells cocaine. Just look at him. Look at that pom-pom. That dude sells some fucking snow.
Like, I hate that guy. I don't know what it is, but I hate him. And then I'd probably, like, hang out with Peacekeeper. I don't know what it is, but
his bald head is just, you know, it's just so calming.
He's got that mega mind. He knows something. So maybe he could teach me a thing or two.
There you go.
Yeah, fuck Skier.
Okay, so same question, but with the bosses currently in Tarkov, and this also involves, you know, the USEC boys with, you know, Big Pipe, ooh, Knight, and Bird Eye, or some people call him Turd Eye.
Yeah, so I really like Killa's always been one of my, like, favorites, but Knight with his mask recently has been like, oh, I love that mask, like, so yeah, my favorites... Or like the hanging out would be Killa and Knight probably, okay. And then you could like who would I want to beat the hell out of would definitely be Gluhar, and add Bird Eye because fuck Bird Eye, like I don't know what it is. I don't have an issue with Knight. I don't have an issue with Big Pipe, but Bird Eye always ruins my damn day. So
well, I mean he is a very cracked sniper. He's kind of a dickhead.
He does well.
Yes, hunting is plentiful for the Turd Eye. And I respect his drug rug, though. I respect his sweater. He too engages in vase-based activities. So, when it comes to vase-based activities, do you engage in dabs, or is it mostly classic vase filled with snow for you?
I've dabbed, like, a bit in the past, but I had, like, a really bad incident the last time I dabbed, so like I've been a little nervous to want
to. Did you go to fucking Narnia? Like, what happened?
Okay, you know Arctic Monkeys, the band?
Yes, I know.
Okay, you know their song, Do You Want to Know?
Yes.
Or whatever it is. Well, their music video, I was very fucked up and it tripped me out, and I was like getting sick for a couple hours, and then I passed out for a long ass time, and it just scares the hell out of me now to watch that or to think about dabbing. So
you found out that you didn't want to know. Yeah, you're like, oh indeed. God, I don't want to unring this bell. I don't want to know anymore, monkeys, put this away.
Yeah, so
That's There's fucking that. Hilarious.
So, as somebody who grew up in Canada, what was better, Kids in the Hall or SNL?
I think SNL.
Have you seen the remake of Kids in the Hall? Or the old guys came back and they re-released a new season of Kids in the Hall. And it's actually funny as fuck. But
really?
They're back. But the weird thing is the first scene, they decided to go full frontal nudity. It was like, oh, I love Kids in the Hall. And that's their dick. Okay, I didn't need to see that. It's like right off the bat, like they rob a bank. And it's like, you know, the cops are coming. It's like, you know what they're not going to be looking for? Two naked guys. And then they get naked in the cop show. It's like, oh, sorry. Sorry, the criminals we're looking for clearly had clothes. And they're just standing there, dick out. Like, and it just continues. It's like, why like the rest of the show is great. It's just that scene is just like, whoa, you guys came back from retirement in a strange way.
Yeah, what the hell,
right? When I was watching
I didn't even know that they made like a new one of that.
Oh yeah, they did not promote it very well. I think it was an Amazon thing, but yeah. You can find it, Kids in the Hall. It's like, maybe skip the first skit and the rest of it's gold.
Noted.
You're going to be hitting me up later. He's like, it's all dicks. What the fuck, man?
What the fuck, dude? You set me up.
I'll be like, hey, I got him.
Send me the Rick. Get Rick rolled.
Get Rick rolled. But get Rick rolled, nerd. Yeah, that's what I like to do. I like to have people do me a huge favor of coming on my show, and then I like to immediately fuck them over by making them look at dicks. That's what I do. I'm dying. So, getting close to the end of the episode, unfortunately. Before we get into, you know, the part where you get to say whatever it is you would like to say, I was wondering if there was anybody in your community who you would like to personally thank, whether that be people of Sicario, whether that be, you know, moderators who have helped you keep your chat in check, because chat can sometimes get fucking crazy. It's like, is there anybody out there in your immediate circle who you would like to thank or have a special message for?
Like, honestly, there's so many people that, like, I appreciate, like, they all mean the world to me, and you know, like everyone in the Discord that usually hangs out, they all know who they are. But I want to really thank, you know, over the tournaments and stuff, like the battle moms and battle dads that I've had. There's a couple homies. Our one homie, Rev, his name's Tyler. And then there's Milspec. He's another homie. And then last but not least, the battle mom is my buddy, Little Devil Mitch. Like, they've all been like extremely big supporters, you know, amongst many other people. But they help with tournaments and sit in as our coaches or mods.
Nice.
And like, you know, like if we're pushing low on a time frame that we have to be at, like they'll help us or they'll keep track of scores, screenshots. So like without them, tournaments would go like a lot shakier. So I really appreciate them, and I hope they know how much I appreciate them.
That term battle mom and battle dad seems like a weird subsect of dominatrixes. I need you to come over here and step on me, but I also need you to tell me to clean my room.
Oh my god, never thought of it like that, but that's not really what we mean. I mean, it could be, but
I mean, just because they wear leather while they're taking screenshots doesn't mean it's a dominatrix thing, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, fuck, eh? I don't know. Alright, feeling sounds. So now is your time to say whatever it is you would like to say, whether you'd like to, you know, talk about a sponsorship, maybe you want to talk about an upcoming event, whatever it is you would like to say, the floor is yours.
Yeah, well, first I want to say thanks for having me on the podcast. Like, it was a really cool, like, thing to be a part of, and I didn't ever expect to be on a podcast, so thank you so much, man. I truly appreciate that. And
it's no worries.
In terms of me, you guys can, you know, everyone can catch me on Twitch at twitch.tv/feelingsounds. I try my best to stream 3 to 4 times a week at least, and then try to get into any tournament that might be upcoming. For instance, there is a tournament that me and my competitive duo, also known as, like I mentioned earlier, my king, M3D, which is also on Twitch there. We're going to be hopefully trying to get into the Utopia Gaming tournament that's supposed to be happening on the 29th to 30th, so very soon. So that's this week. And we're hoping to get into that. No confirmation yet, but we've applied. And it's apparently when drops are starting. So that'll be a lot of fun to kind of get some drops while watching, you know, some people play some competitive Tarkov.
Nice. And we'll put links to your Twitch in the description. So that way, people want to, you know, check him out through the episode, just drop down the description, click that link. When also when that tournament goes out, when you put that out there, I'll retweet that. So if anybody's on Twitter and sees the, you know, that it's going on, please go over there, support the homie. Other than that, you know, it's the holidays, it's Boxing Day. I know everybody's busy. So, you know, instead of my regular tagline, why don't we just all sit back, crack open a Prime Minister approved pot soda, and enjoy the rest of your fucking holiday, eh? And we'll catch you next time here on the motherfucking con.